Sure. Yes, the answer is a definite yes, because that actually does the essence of the therapy to help your body function better. If the cells of the body are not functioning properly, and you can add something to allow them to function properly, in this case, PEMF, then the person will get better. I will confess, and I think Renee can speak to this, there sometimes cases where conventional medicine cannot give you a definitive answer as to what is wrong with a patient. And so
Agreed.
you do your best and you use the facilities, the specialists, the investigations at the hospital and so on. And sometimes you just don't really have a clear answer, or you have a working diagnosis that isn't very exciting. And when you don't have a clear diagnosis, you don't usually have a clear treatment plan, because you need a diagnosis in order to treat. The beauty of this therapy is it's not dangerous, it's safe. There are minimal side effects. In fact, we don't see side effects. And so it is something you can offer somebody without fear of them getting sick. If you're using contrast, somebody who's not well, you suspect it may be an autoimmune disorder, then you have to try some steroids, which have their whole list of side effects, and you hope it works. So you try some other drug and you hope it works, but you do know their side effects. That's a known thing with drugs. In the case of the PEMF therapy, it is safe, it enhances health. And I've had a couple of cases where the diagnosis is not clear. Yet when the person is treated, when they do the therapy, they do improve. They do feel better. I would not claim that whatever the disorder is that it disappears or it is reversed, but certainly the quality of life of that person is significantly improved. And I just want to, as we were mentioning that, just touch on the point that there are many people who cannot take drugs. There are people, they tend to be allergic to everything. The non-steroidals, for example, is a huge one. Those non-steroidals are things like Cataflam,
Ibuprofen.
Voltaren, Naproxen, Advil, Aleve. And when somebody's allergic to that, their options for pain relief is significantly reduced. There are other people who get side effects, gastric upset and so on. And there are some people who just don't believe in taking medications. So to have a treatment option that does not involve medications, that is safe, I think is a wonderful option for people.
All right, Doc,
Agreed.
I've got a caller on the line. I don't want to interrupt you too often, so now that I have your attention.
It's quite fine.
Right.
Interrupt away.
All right. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am. You have a query for the good doctor, Dr. Russell. Could you go ahead with your query, please?
Good evening, Dr. Russell. My
Good
query
evening.
is, how well does it work for arthritis? I have it in arthritis in both of my knees. I'm in the gym. I wonder if the gym, if working out makes it better or make it worse. And if
Right. Well, sorry. Yeah, well, everybody, we see everybody on an individual basis. We do treat a fair number of cases with arthritis. It whereby say it's effective and it works. Everybody isn't the same, but we do expect in most cases that you do improve. We've had dramatic improvements in some people with very bad arthritis. We're told they need surgery and they've improved. And sometimes we have people that we just don't get that much of an improvement. As Renee would, or Dr. Boyce would say, the human body does not come with instructions. So, it's not that simple in terms of saying, well, come do X, Y, and Z and you will be better. The therapy is effective, and as I said, in most cases, we do expect improvement, but it's a case of assessing you and seeing what else you do, because there may be other things you're doing that could be aggravating it. In terms of exercise is great, but it depends on what exercises you're doing. Some exercises may make it worse, some may make it better, but the long and short of it is we do get good results with treating arthritis.
Okay, I was told this about 6 months ago that this is arthritis that came to me like this. Oh, the exercises I do is the treadmill and the bicycle, so that will aggravate the pain.
Well, it depends on what you're doing on the treadmill, how hard you're going, and so on. I mean, it's all an individual thing, and that comes down to having a consultation, seeing what's going on with you and how best to help.
Okay.
The bicycle usually is what you would call low impact. The treadmill, particularly if you're running, is going to be high impact. So that's more likely to aggravate the arthritis. If you're not wearing proper shoes, that's going to aggravate it more. So it's really, you know, a conversation getting into exactly what you're doing and how best to help.
Thank you very much, Doc.
All right, caller. Thank you kindly, Doc. Thanks kindly for that.
Thank you very much, Greg.
You are very welcome. See, it wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
It was. I'm quite sure the doc didn't mind responding to your queries. Thanks a lot, and have a good evening. All right, you're welcome. She was a little bit weary of coming on the air, so I asked her to, you know, go ahead, ask your questions. She doesn't mind answering, and she did it. So kudos to her. We've got another caller, Doc. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, but before we take that call, what Sean was saying is very important, and is something that we reiterate here on the show all the time. The fact that each of you is different. And what works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for another. But there are some general things that you can think about. For example, with somebody who's exercising for the first time or now starting out to exercise, most people just pick up an old pair of shoes that they had laying around and put on and go to walk on the road or to walk on the gym. When we had our podiatrist in, Simone, we were talking about footwear. And believe it or not, having a proper pair of sneakers, we call them sneakers here in Barbados, makes a difference when you are exercising. So you need to invest in footwear for working out. And another thing that I would suggest to in working out, don't go and get an old t-shirt. I'm not telling you to expense yourself because we're in the COVID climate, but in order to help you to continue to go with it, don't go and put on an old ratty t-shirt and an old pair of pants. You know, make yourself feel good about exercising, and you're more likely going to stick with it. I need to take my own advice, but let's take that call.
Very good evening.
Very good evening, Mr. Seeley.
Yes, please.
Yes, you know, you're so polite on Sundays, especially on this program.
Only on Sundays.
I never said only on Sundays. I would like these ladies to be on the radio more often, especially when you're all the can't husbands.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Some more of this behavior.
All right.
You're not a bad person, though. Yes, I'm.
Yeah, I try not to be.
No, you're doing a great job. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes. Are you in private practice, Doc? And if so, where is your practice located?
Yeah, I will jump in here and say towards the end of the show, we will give the location for Dr. Russell's office.
Okay,
and
you spoke just now about footwear. And yes, it can affect your ankles, especially if you don't have on the shoes, especially with the special padding. I know that for a fact because I used to play hockey and I learned the hard way.
Okay, oh, sorry to hear, but not only your ankles, but your shins and knees as well.
Yeah, especially when you sit knees, but me, I mean, I'm not as good as Mr. Seeley there.
You're flattering me now.
You know, all of you see it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you kindly, sir. Calling. Take care.
Thank you.
Right, so we've cleared our log?
We had another caller there, but I don't see it going now. So I guess we can probably have a look at the WhatsApp. I didn't read it first. I probably should have. This one says, thanks, Redston. Something just came to mind. What kind of tests would Dr. Russell do before starting a therapy session?
Right, well, I may sound like a broken record, but I'll say it again, everybody is treated as an individual. So typically, you know, when I see a patient, I need to know who the patient is, what their concerns are, you know, their chronic illnesses and so on. Some people turn up with chronic illnesses which they haven't looked after for years. And so we take the opportunity in terms of dealing with those things at that time, you know, your basic tests, your sugar, cholesterol, blood count, that kind of a thing. But, you know, somebody may be up to date with that. They have their doctor they've seen all the time and said, Doc, well, I'm covered, but it's just a back pain, you know, let's fix it. And they may not have had an x-ray of the back. Well, you may want to see what the back looks like, so you would do an x-ray. they may walk with an x-ray, in which case we can see what's going on. So it's really an individual thing. It's not like, you know, everybody has to come, everybody has to do this panel of tests or that panel of tests or these x-rays or not. It depends what the person is presenting with and what they have in hand already.
All right.
Another there's no special test that has to be done in order to do the therapy. The therapy is perfectly safe, so you don't have to do any tests. You can, you know, there's no test necessary before you do the therapy.
All right. Next question for you. Does the therapy help glaucoma?
Right. That is a specialist area with the eyes. I have no way of measuring the pressure in the eyes. And I have no way then of assessing. It would be a matter of trying to coordinate with the eye specialist or not. It's not an indication. It's not something that I can recall as part of one of the list of things that we do. It probably does help, but I have no way of proving it or measuring it. So I wouldn't say, well, come and do it to help the glaucoma. I would recommend that one takes the advice of the eye specialist.
All right. Last one on deck, Doc. This one says, good evening. And I hope I get this correct. I have trigeminal neuralgia, a painful facial chronic illness. Nothing I take not working. I am on Tregatol. How can this help me? I was in pain from 2013 to this present time. What say you, Doc?
Yes. Potentially we can help. Potentially can help either with the PMF or the red light. Also with supplementation, it's really a matter of looking into what the person is doing and seeing how the modalities help. But I haven't treated trigeminal neuralgia specifically. Those people tend to go to the neurologist, but we've treated severe migraine with good results. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same pathophysiology. But I do expect that we'll be able to get some results in treating that. We painful conditions like that, we typically do get good results.
All right, Dr. Boyce, all yours.
Right, so we've been discussing the pulsed electromagnetic field therapy and its benefits. And you did mention that there were no side effects. If there's anything I had to say, I would be, maybe there aren't any known side effects at this point, perhaps, but even if something is natural, there are negative responses, there's something potentially negative. There's nothing that is all good in any modality, whether it's conventional medicine, whether it's taking out a loan, whether it is walking down the street, there's always some sort of negative drawback to a particular thing. We might not know what it is in this particular field, but if I had to say something about it, that would be my source of contention there, that there are no side effects.
No, I didn't say no side effects. Minimal, not no.
Okay, so what are some of these side effects?
Well, occasionally people may get aggravation of the pain, occasionally. That aside, we really don't see it. We really don't. So I would not say no, but minimal.
Okay, really? My apologies. Let me put that out there. My humblest apologies. We were discussing the PEMF first, so let's go on to talk about red light therapy. Its indications, how it's done, and any side effects from red light therapy.
Okay, well, the concept of red light therapy conceptually is quite similar to PEMF. It is energy medicine. It is using a specific form of energy to help the body to heal. So red light therapy actually usually is red light and near infrared light. There are two kind of frequency ranges. One of them is in the visible spectrum, and the other one is not quite visible. And they have a beneficial effect on the body. Essentially, the cells of the body actually can absorb energy from red light. Red light is actually at an energy wavelength that it can penetrate the skin and go deep to the skin. The other visible parts of the spectrum, blue, green, whatever, do not penetrate the skin. The red light does penetrate the skin, and so can go deep to the skin and have effects not only on the skin, but in the tissues deep to the skin. So that is the action with the red light. Now, in terms of light and the body and health, the easiest way for us to start understanding how important light is to just look at ultraviolet light. You're dependent on ultraviolet light for good health. Ultraviolet light converts the cholesterol in the skin into vitamin D, which isn't even a vitamin, it's a hormone, which our body is very dependent on. The most obvious part is with vitamin D deficiency is rickets with softening of the bones and so on. And it is known, I mean, this is where it started, where people in the northern latitudes that weren't getting enough sunlight started to get diseases of the bone because they weren't making enough vitamin D. So it is known that we need light for good health. So the other part of the spectrum is red light. And again, it helps with proper cell function. Red light increases energy, it combats aging, makes the skin healthier, reduces cellulite, speeds up fat loss, improves muscle recovery, and improves athletic performance, improves cognitive function, and speeds up healing to the extent that certain clinics that do plastic surgery do insist on red light therapy post-surgery to improve wound healing and speed up wound healing. So it is a very potent, I wouldn't say potent, but a very important treatment modality.
Yeah, I did in my research come across the fact that it was used to treat those ulcers and wounds which were taking quite a bit of time to heal. Before we continue our conversation, we have another call. Let's take that call.
Yes, please. And after that, I've got two queries for you. Very good evening.
Good evening to Dr. I don't remember your name,
Russell,
sir.
Dr. Russell and Dr. Boyce.
Dr. Russell, Dr. Boyce, and to Mr. Seeley, this is Anthony Hope here. Sir, I am forgetting a bit of my research. Your treatment has anything to do with paramagnetism?
I'm not sure what paramagnetism is.
It has to do with you were talking about the magnetic fields of the Earth. And it's a mild, I'm not remembering the specific classification, but it's a milder treatment in connection with dealing with the human body. It was told that a paramagnetic field is being used, but I was just wondering if that connection was made with your treatment as well.
Well, it sounds like it's talking about the same concept, but what we are doing is using specific devices to produce a magnetic field, an electromagnetic field. This electromagnetic field is at a pulsed frequency using a specific waveform, depending on the device. It may be a sawtooth wave or so. And then by using that field then has a healing effect on the body. And what I was saying before is that the human body is dependent on the Earth's gravitational field for health. So that's where the concept of making devices to deliver an electromagnetic field came from.
Now, one more question. In terms of the conventional medicine, isn't there such a thing as a response where things that happen outside the body or outside the cell, which is known as an endogenous reaction, affects things internally within the cell? And I think it's called a xenobiotic response. Wouldn't that be comparable with what, I don't remember the name of what you said, I didn't catch the name, I wasn't listening from the beginning. But isn't that comparable in terms of conventional medicine when there's that kind of response, which is called entropy, and the system that you are using?
Well, what you're talking about is reactions within the cells and energy and so on. It's not a competition. It is essentially how the body responds. You can get a response in the body from taking the tablet. You can get the response in the body from, as I said, the therapy, which is the light therapy. You can get a response in the body from the pulse electromagnetic frequency therapy. So the cells will respond depending on what you give them and the condition of the cell. What we are talking about in terms of alternative medicine is that the response tends to be a more holistic one, whereas with conventional medicine, it tends to be targeted. So you will get an anti-inflammatory tablet, which is to try and help pain in the joints. That tablet does not necessarily enhance your health otherwise. And there are oftentimes concerns and side effects with the tablet. In terms of the PMF therapy, then the overall response is a beneficial one, and not necessarily just helping the arthritis, but helping the person's overall feeling of well-being, their energy, and so on. So it's a slightly different approach.
Okay, thank you. And be safe to all of you there. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Mr. Hope. You have a good evening.
Mr. Hope, you take care.
Good, good. Doc, we have another query here for you. This one says, good evening. Can the doctor help with herniated disc that is pinching S1, S2 nerve root?
Yes. Well, in terms of what I would have been speaking about before, sciatica is a condition where there's irritation of the nerves, and so is often the genesis of it, or the actual cause of it oftentimes is a herniated disc. The S1 and the S2 just means the actual nerves that are being irritated, and we have gotten good results in terms of treating those kinds of conditions. We do get good results with that.
All right, next query. Good evening. What treatment would Dr. Russell recommend for osteoarthritis in the lower back?
And so I will jump in here and remind our listeners that the program is not intended to treat or diagnose any particular medical condition. Any such conditions you have, you should have that discussion with your doctor. And like I said, we are going to give Dr. Russell's information towards the end of the show. We just want to get all the information out so that the listeners can get a better understanding of what he does and different modalities and different things that are going on in the fascinating world of medicine. He's available on the internet. He can be found in the telephone directory. So we'll give you that information that's easily available. So it's not that we're not interested in your query or answering your questions, but this isn't exactly the forum for that particular question. So you can have that one-on-one with Dr. Russell when you reach him at his office.
All right, go ahead. That was the final query from my end for the time being.